And for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, talk, sports. There's a belief system about heaven and hell. There are those who believe, and I guess, I am among them, that if in fact there is, there are a heaven and hell, as people believe, many people, including me, believe, that they're very personal. In other words, heaven isn't the same for everyone, and hell isn't the same for everyone. If you die and go to heaven, it would be what's heaven to you, is the way this belief system works. If you die and go to hell, hell is whatever would be hell for you. That which would be just unthinkable to spend an eternity with. And it could be very different. That which I would think would be hell might be someone else's heaven. I've gone back and forth on this theory, but I think I accept that heaven is whatever would be heaven to me, and hell is whatever would be hell to me. Jason, I figured out what my heaven would be. I get there and it's lined with brown sugar smoked Lake Superior trout and applewood smoked aged cheddar. Okay? And then it's the Lake Superior shoreline north of Duluth forever and ever, including the falls, and it's 72 degrees and sunny every day. That would work for me as long as there's DirecTV, too. Then that would be heaven. And Netflix. And beer. I did have a fantastic vacation. I got to tell you, I was a good boy. My wife, who's still on the weight loss program, was a good girl. She actually lost 3 pounds. And she even indulged a little bit. We found the smoke shop. We did if you've never done the drive, the North Shore Drive from Duluth, it goes all the way to Thunder Bay, Ontario. We didn't do that. We went about 50 miles of it, and there was a wonderful woman in the visitors booth where it starts on the north side of Duluth. She was fabulous. Told her how much time we had, and she said, well, you absolutely have to do this, 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 and this. And she was right. There's a falls up there. Actually, there's a series of falls called Gooseberry Falls. They're spectacular. The whole lake shore is spectacular from there. But we found a candy shop and a smoked meats shop. Oh, I walked into the smoked meats place and I wanted to rob the place. Not of money. It was spectacular. And I've been kind of noshing on it ever. What is it about smoked food that the human palate finds so incredible? At least some of us. It's just incredible. Did have a great vacation. I'll be talking a little bit about it in the days to come. The Twin Cities were interesting. I think I'm going to argue I actually enjoyed the northern Minnesota leg more than the Twin Cities, but I did enjoy the Twin Cities. As always happens, the world went on in my absence. And I know there are things, and this is what's always tricky about coming back from vacation. I know there are things that other shows have covered in my absence. I know there are things that are dated, but I'm going to cover a number of them anyway. Of course, there are just some things that continued to go on. The Obama administration, in my opinion, still being somewhat tepid in calling out Putin for one way or another, being responsible for the downed airliner, although they have finally sort of done that. The moral equivocation in the Palestinian-Israeli dispute war, I won't be euphemistic, war continues, when in fact there is no equivocation there at all. If there is any moral clarity, it's that Israel is in the right. You can pick a side here. And the civilized, free world should be picking a side, including and especially the United States, and not equally scolding both sides. That's what should be happening. We should admit there's a good guy and a bad guy. Well, not really, you know, I mean, you can say that. Yes, I can. Because as Netanyahu said on one of the Sunday talk shows, I believe it was Fox News Sunday, I think, there is moral clarity to be had here. But, no, that goes on. Just some of the things that continued to roll on. Jason, did Seth talk about Ray Rice at all? No, I'm trying to decide if I want to get to that. Keith Olbermann had about a five-minute rant on that, and I actually agree with about 98% of it. At least when it comes to the complete inconsistency in the NFL in terms of what draws... what everyone believes happened is he knocked his then-fiancée, now-wife, unconscious, and then dragged her out of an elevator. Smoking recreational pot gets you suspended for a year, and that gets you two games. Does that really make sense? Does it? I don't know. Because I don't know. I do know that that makes no sense. But what I don't know is what should the punishment be for what Rice did? Or should it be in the court of law, and as his employer, should it not be in the purview of the NFL? I don't think I agree with that. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have time for that because we have a lot of other things to get to. I've really got a pile here that I want to try to plow through starting after 9, but I want to start here. I saw this online. When would this have been? Last night, it's in the print edition of today's Green Bay paper. Oh, before I get to this, the story in the local paper, before I get to that, I do need at some point, and it might not be today, talk about how nasty the 6th congressional race has gotten. Dewey Strobel is really on the attack. His campaign didn't like a piece I wrote for a subscription website, Riot Wisconsin. But he's really gone on the attack. Thursday is our congressional debate from 9 to 11. And the tone of that race is going to come up, but I need to discuss it before then. I don't know that it will be today, though. All right. There is a story by Scott Cooper Williams, who I know listens to the show from time to time because he tweets on things that he finds notable. He found it really notable that I was urging people to call aldermen in the now failed Walmart vote. He's got a story about Mayor Jim Schmidt's house. It's in the Astor Park Historic District. That makes it a historic house. Jim Schmidt appeared before the city's Historic Preservation Commission on June 9th. A homeowner from the city's Astor Historic District came forward to ask the commission's approval for plans to renovate his home. That was Mayor Jim Schmidt. I like this paragraph. The mayor surprised members of the Historic Preservation Commission by appearing before them personally and laying out his request that they endorse a number of improvements to his home at 509 Spring Street. Schmidt, as mayor, appoints every member of that commission, but members were pleased to see Schmidt respected their process and expected no special treatment for himself. Do you know what a load of crock this is? He appoints all of them. He knew exactly what was going to happen. This is a dog and pony show, and I believe, and it's interesting that, now, this is interesting. This happened back on June 9th. This happened going on 2 months ago, more than a month and a half ago. It happened when the Walmart debate was raging. My belief is Jim was probably looking for a little love at the time. See, I'm going through the process, and I'm going to respect the process of a completely stacked deck, which is stacked in my favor, and there's no way they're going to vote against the improvements I want for my house, seeing how I appointed all of them. Okay, he wouldn't say the rest of that out loud. Here's what's interesting. And I think that this does not get the heft that it reserves in this piece. It's exactly as it should be, Commissioner Jacqueline Frank said. He's a very good example for everybody else. To me, that's still dog whistle for Walmart. But anyway, Frank abstained from the vote as a diplomatic way of showing her disapproval without actually voting against the mayor. Okay, wait a minute. She felt his planned improvements went a little too far in altering his historic home. Then why the hell didn't she vote against it? She abstained out of deference to the mayor? Isn't that the one reason you're not supposed to abstain? Because someone may not like your vote? In doing a cutesy little story here, Williams did something that he doesn't even realize. Well, we've suspected all along. People appointed on boards and commissions by Jim Schmidt aren't going to cross him. That's what we believed all along. She admits it, and Williams is too dense to understand what he's reporting here. That she admitted, well, I'm not going to vote against him. I'll abstain as my way of showing disapproval. I don't believe that's what abstention is when you have a conflict of interest. The last thing an abstention should ever be for is because you're afraid of the consequences of your vote or you just don't want to vote against someone. Well, I'm going to show respect for him. Oh, a diplomatic way. A diplomatic way, that's the phrase, of showing her disapproval without actually voting against the mayor. So that's what passes for courage by the lackeys appointed by Jim Schmidt, huh? That you abstain, but you won't actually vote against him. By the way, I forgot to do something to start the show. July 16th to the 28th is what, 12 days? Right? Yeah. It's day 12 of the Big Empty. Day 12 of the Big Empty in downtown Green Bay on the Larson Green property where we could have had a Walmart store. I'm going to do this every day that property remains vacant. By the way, you know when day 265 is? I've already done the math on this. That would be April 7th, 2015. Any guesses on the significance of that date? Spring elections. Yes, today is day 12 of the Big Empty in downtown Green Bay. We should get a logo. What would the logo for the Big Empty look like? You could have the Walmart logo with a Ghostbuster thing through it. You could have that. I'm not saying I'm even crazy about that. Yeah, you don't like that one? That's not tripping my trigger either, so it must be bad because it's my idea and I don't like it. When you don't like your own ideas, they must suck. I mean, they just, that has to be the definition of it. Let's see. We could have a contest. We could have a listener. Now I think I'm onto something. A listener contest for the logo for the Big Empty. I'm drawing a blank. How about, all right, now I'm just throwing stuff out here. How about a photo of the current buildings, the empty buildings, with Jim's smiling face on it and the Big Empty underneath it? I'm getting warmer. I'm not saying that's it either. Do you know how much he would hate that, though? If that thing started, now you're warming up to that one, aren't you? If that thing started showing up everywhere. I'm starting to, that's getting somewhere now. We'll work on that. This doesn't happen very often. I have a what is right and what is wrong topic on which my wife and I disagreed. We're going to do that one. We got a lot of stuff. Oh, chance to win Brewer tickets right after 9, 8:56.
A proven job creator, Mike Rorcast is the only candidate who's been...